All right, it's another installment of the Jeff Dubay 5-Minute Major. Today, the very posh, luxurious studios of the 5-Minute Major are, well, that's a parking lot. I'm in a parking lot in Excelsior. We do this on the fly. You know, we're seat of the pants podcast is what we are. But today we're going to talk a little Viking football with training camp going on. And I tell you what, I've never been a big training camp guy for many reasons. I mean, I've been there. I mean, I've done I've done a handful of shows from there over the years, more than a handful, dozens of shows from down there over the years. And I tell you what, it's I don't know why people flock to Mankato. I mean, I get it that you're football crazed and you're ready for the season to start. You go down there to get some contact with the players, but you don't get that much contact with the players. You know, they kind of keep you herded together and kind of, corralled. And it's not that easy. I mean, I see people go, standing 10 deep at a fence line trying to get an autograph. So it's not like the access is not as that good. And it seems like whenever we were down there, just sweltering heat. I mean, just oppressive. We're dying. It just get me inside. It's 90. It's humid. And you're watching football practice. It's practice. It's we talk about practice. I mean, it's people running around in football drills, not in full uniforms. It's just, I don't know. If people like it, whatever. Go down and have a good time. But I'll never forget the most vivid memory I'll ever take away from training camp. The tragic day that Corey Stringer collapsed and eventually passed. Paul Allen and I were sitting doing the show, and I mean, we saw an ambulance just tear down the street, just, right out onto the practice field. And I mean, we just looked at each other like, what the hell is going on? I mean, this was just before noon. Back then it was a nine to noon. And it was just before, right as the show was wrapping up. I mean, it was eerie. And just thinking about it now, it's got me a little messed up. But it was a tough day. It was a weird day. It was just a creepy day. And I mean, Corey Stringer is one of the best people that I've ever seen, come through wearing purple. And one can't help but think a little bit about how things might have been different for Randy Moss. Corey was a real big brother to Randy. I mean, he was somebody that Randy really was close to, Randy really looked up to. And I think he's somebody who could have kept Randy in line. And maybe things would have turned out differently for him. Maybe he would have stayed in Minnesota. Maybe he would have had a longer, more productive career. That was a big loss. That was a big loss. Personal reasons, professional reasons. It's just a horrible, horrible, tragic day in Viking history. And like I said, I'll never forget, how unbelievably emotional Randy Moss was at that time. And a lot of people think of Randy Moss as this cold, hard guy, and he's not. I mean, he's far from it. Randy Moss has got a, believe it or not, he's got a heart of gold. And he loves kids. He's a country guy. I mean, Randy Moss is not, a make it rain, go to the club, kind of a, Pac-Man Jones kind of a jerk. He's not like that at all. Randy Moss is a country guy from West Virginia who just basically, he loves kids and he loves to fish. I mean, if he could just take a kid fishing every day, he'd be the happiest guy in the world. I mean, he's that kind of guy. He's got to throw in, the out of control ego and the sense of entitlement. And then, if you want to look at the full package, but I think, Randy Moss lost a big brother that day. And the Vikings kind of lost a chance to keep a star player in check on that day. It was a really tough day, a really tragic day. And that's every time training camp starts down in Mankato, I can't help but flash back to it. It was a crazy, horrible time. And I talk about how just incredible the heat and humidity typically can be down there in training camp. When I see a week like we're going to have this week, I just thank God. I mean, it's, high 70s, low 80s, overcast, keep the sun from pounding down on people, low humidity. I mean, it's good for the fans. It's good for the players. I hope it stays like this the whole time they're down there, because it's just, God forbid you ever have another repeat of the tragedy that was suffered that day in Mankato. It was just a dark, sad time. And this one might not even make it to 5 minutes. I'm just, this is not a fun topic to talk about, to be perfectly honest with you. But we're going to come back on Wednesday, and we're going to talk some more training camp, because I'm going to tell you why I'm so excited about this year's version of the Vikings. And it has to do with a coaching staff that I think is perfectly constructed and absolutely the right staff at the right time for the right team. And it has a lot to do with the personality of your head coach and the ability of your offensive coordinator to develop quarterbacks and the arrival of your quarterback of the future, Teddy Bridgewater. So we'll get into that. And I'm also going to give folks an update. Anybody who got a little tied up and maybe cared a little bit about my baseball team, the Rockies, that I told you about last week, we start the playoffs this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, if we keep winning anyway, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So you know what? If you are interested at all in knowing how they do, check out my Twitter account, my Facebook page. And I'll even throw in game times and locations. Starting Tuesday, tomorrow night at 6:30. So, although I do not know the location of that one yet, but I will update folks both on the podcast and on Twitter and on Facebook. This has been installment number 4 of Jeff Dubay's 5-Minute Major.